I'm Katie Best, and this is Truman Today. The Kerr Foundation Incorporated of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, recently contributed $10,000 to the Truman State University Foundation in support of the Health and Exercise Sciences Fontaine C. Piper Movement Analysis Laboratory Project. The gift was made after the university successfully met the conditions of the Kerr Foundation's one-to-one challenge grant. The challenge grant was instrumental in helping the university secure more than $18,000 in contributions from HES alumni and friends. When fully funded, the Fontaine C. Piper Movement Analysis Laboratory will be the leading motion analysis laboratory in the Midwest. The Department of Anthropology, Geography, and Sociology and the Department of Art will sponsor the 6th Annual Archaeology at Truman Symposium. There will be presentations by students majoring in anthropology, art history, biology, and history, as well as faculty in anthropology and art. The event will take place at 7 p.m. September 27th in Barnett Hall 2217. The Truman Forensic Union launched its 2007-2008 season with an impressive placement at the University of Wyoming's Top of the Rockies tournament September 15th through the 17th. Among programs entered in the tournament's two debate divisions, Truman was ranked third behind Washburn University and the University of the Pacific. Read this week's issue of the Truman Today online to find out more results from the tournament. Eric Patterson, Associate Professor of Chemistry at Truman State University, will present the first Faculty Forum Series Talk of the Year at 7:30 p.m. October 4th in Magruder Hall 1000. The title of his presentation is The Chemistry of Killing, Pest Control, and Chemical Warfare. Patterson will show how the 1909 invention of the first commercially viable method for the synthesis of the simplest nitrogen fertilizer ushered in a new age in agricultural science, but also ushered in the modern age of chemical warfare. Several scholarship opportunities are available to Truman students, and they can be found online at trumantoday.truman.edu. Pam Melvin, RN, BSN, a 1984 graduate of Truman and part-time clinical faculty member, received a $10,000 Missouri Hospital Association scholarship to complete a Master of Science in Nursing degree from the University of Central Missouri. She is among 31 nursing students who will receive funding to pursue graduate education requirements for faculty positions at Missouri's nursing schools. Cassie Munt, a senior business administration and history double major from Overland Park, Kansas, was an intern at the Harry S. Truman Presidential Museum and Library, located in Independence, Missouri, this summer. She had a role in the 50th anniversary celebration of the library, including planning for the visit by historian David McCullough. She has also had a large role in planning President Bill Clinton's visit. This year's Career Expo will take place from 1 to 5 p.m. October 10th in the Student Union Building. Now is the perfect time for students to update their resume and have it critiqued, practice their interviewing skills, and research companies that are coming to Career Expo. The Career Center is sponsoring several upcoming events. For more information, log on to trumantoday.truman.edu or visit the Career Center's website at career.truman.edu. For more information about any of these articles and additional campus events, check out the Truman Today online at trumantoday.truman.edu. Once again, I'm Katie Best, and this is Truman Today.